R. Kelly live in the studio with us this morning. We recently had an opportunity to interview K. Michelle, and on her liner notes, people called her the female R. Kelly. Yeah. And I know that you have worked with her, and she said that she had not gotten a chance to actually play her songs for you. Mm-hmm. Have you, since the time that she's been there, have you heard her album yet? Or
Kay, I haven't heard the album yet.
No, okay.
I haven't heard
it. She said she wants to play it for you personally. So I'm just giving you that note. Yes.
Well, okay. All right. Okay.
That's something different.
But
that?
Right.
No,
right.
No, we've sat and had sessions and listened to music. And uh-huh. Drink.
What was that?
We had a lot of fun, and you know, and we've listened to some music and took a couple of drinks, you know, like backstage after my after my show and things like
what
that.
What kind of fun are you referring to?
Well, listening to music and me giving her some lectures on what she could do to be better, and you know, she listening, and you know, and when I tell her to do something, she do it.
Okay.
Okay, now let me ask you
a
question.
Where are you guys going?
Look, listen.
I'm talking about something totally different.
Oh,
now,
yeah,
y'all trying to... Am I being punk?
No, you're not being punk. Listen. Okay, this is what had been going around, that you and K. Michelle had a relationship previously.
What?
Yeah, so is there any truth to that? No, I'm being serious. I'm like, I don't think so. And she said, I don't know what she said, what happened?
Well, we did have a couple of drinks.
Okay, the drinks again.
After the show, the single ladies tour, and then she did say she was single at some point. And then I got drunk. I don't know what.
Oh, okay. After what happened after that?
I don't know.
Don't even worry about it.
I had a good time.
Oh,
I had to trust them.
Well, that's all right with us.